Our next guest is part of a foundation or an organization, the Cystic Fibrosis Organization. This is a cause that's near and dear to his heart, as his daughter-in-law is currently living with cystic fibrosis. Mike Martosha, we're going to welcome him into Palmetto Mornings.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Mike. Mike, you were here about a month ago, and you were raising funds for Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, doing the an event where you could get discounted drinks and specials. It was around Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Cupid's Cocktails and Crafts.
That's it. That's right? It. How did that go? How much money did we raise at that event?
Yeah, so it went swimmingly well. And it actually amazing. We had 50 restaurants and bars and breweries throughout York County and Charlotte area to participate. So we were probably just south of $10,000 on that over a four-day period. We haven't really even collected all of it yet. Mm-hmm. We still have another 15 some places to connect with this week, right? But that was, you know, that was phase one of our two-phase approach that leads up to the big event, and that's the NC Extreme Hike to Cure CF, and that's typically the last couple of days of April, first couple of days of May.
But before we do that hike, we've got to play some golf, right?
Yeah, that's coming up.
Some in between.
Yeah, well, you guys talked about the great weather, right?
That's
so
right.
As long as we have that in about, a little bit more than a month from now, that'll be great as well. It's the third annual York County Cystic Fibrosis Foundation Benefit Golf Tournament. It's April 14th. It's a Tuesday, perfect day of the week, right? You just got past the weekend. You got caught up on Monday. So we still have just about three or four foursomes left. It is a sold out field every year. So if you're looking for some great fun, it's an opportunity to come out and golf. Again, three foursomes left. So connect with us if you still want to bring your company out or you just want to come out as a foursome. We still have three foursomes left. The big opportunity is still their T-Box sponsors. And we take as many of those as possible. Last year we had 30 some, and that means as a small business, for $125, you can be a T-Box sponsor, and all proceeds, whether you're golfing or a sponsor, go to CF Foundation Carolinas.
Now, we have folks in our community that love golf, and they're really good at golf. We've got people who love golf, and they're not really good at golf.
Yeah.
Those are the folks you also want to capture, right? So
yes.
I've heard always from a lot of folks when we promote various golf tournaments, they will say, you know, I love to play golf, but I'm not any good. Like, I'm really not great. I'm going to bring down our average. And I always say, you just need to have one good golfer
out
in your
four.
Foursome,
mm-hmm. Right?
Then the other three, you can have a lot of fun.
Yes.
I assume it's Captain's Choice.
Yes, Captain's Choice. And, you know, we have the Charlotte Knights. They come out every year with a team. The Charlotte
cool.
Checkers. Winthrop University is typically out there, too. So we have a lot of I'll call it, philanthropic entities from throughout the
local
area that participate.
Yeah, athletes.
A lot of celebrities. You know, and to your point, Lucas, about coming out and golfing, whether you're golfing or you're a business that just wants to have I would call it a role with a great cause like the CF Foundation. For $125, you'd be a T-Box sponsor. And besides having a T-Box sign and on-site contribution and a recognition, you can also be at that T-Box interacting with the golfers, too. So we have a lot of businesses that just come out for that reason, right? Maybe they're not a golfer, but they want the community play. And the last thing about the golfing, we have a lot of cool contests and things like that. We have a PGA Tour Pro that's coming out. I'm doing some putting contests. You hit a long putt, you're going to get a free lesson.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
So if you're not a great golfer, you get a free lesson on top of it if you could just hit the ball very far.
Well, it sounds like your daughter is a great golfer.
Oh, she would be all for it. Well, I got her in golf for this reason. All joking aside, we've covered so many stories where people are out there promoting, golf tournaments and stuff. And at when I was young in our career, I remember hearing that. And I was thinking, gosh, if I have a kid, especially a daughter who's part of a business, and they say, hey, we're getting a team together to maybe play golf to raise money for cystic fibrosis. She's like, I can play golf. Like, I'm pretty good. And wanted her to be able to have an opportunity to do so. And that's for daughters or sons as well, but just having that opportunity, because a lot of business is conducted on the golf course. Connections are made, relationships are created, and that's why it's important to learn the sport of golf. I'm not great at it, but she is, so I'll send her that way. But again, Mike, cystic fibrosis, as we said at the top of this interview, is a cause that's near and dear to your family's heart, because your daughter-in-law is currently living with cystic fibrosis, which it impacts the lung capacity.
Can you explain what exactly CF is?
Yeah, so there's a lot of, I'll call it enzymes and things like that, right, that run our life, right? A lot of those things over time get built up. And so it for a lot of folks, and I'm going to say up until the last few years, there weren't a lot of things out there that were research-oriented that added to the quality of life. you know, and now my daughter-in-law, as well as most of the other folks out there with CF, they've had access to the latest research and medications, are living a full life. You would not, just literally knowing my daughter-in-law is out there with my son and my wife and I on hikes. And she's doing a lot longer hikes than I'm into, right? We're talking 10, 12 mile hikes up in the mountains, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so she has really led the charge. She's a part of this extreme hike team that we have at the end of April, early May, the NC Extreme Hike to Cure CF. She's there with me that day with my wife and son, and a lot of others with CF as well are part of the event. So it's not just the proceeds going to medication and research. It's also those folks are there and a part of that 3-day event up in the mountains with us. So,
which is pretty impressive because it does affect the lungs. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So with the breathing and being able to hike like that is pretty impressive.
Exactly. And all the kind of things they've come up with from a medication perspective over the last few years have not just cleared those things out. And there's still a lot of things you do, right, to get through the day. But in reality, man, talking about a game changer, the medical research that's been done on this sort of pales in comparison, right, to cancer research. Yeah. But it is catching momentum across the country. We find in these two events, the CF golf event and the extreme hike, that we've each year it seems like we touch or connect with a dozen more people in the area that had a loved one that with CF and maybe passed away. A lot of business owners that have gotten involved in our events tell us that same story. Wow. So had we not gotten involved with this, we probably wouldn't have known about those things either.
So we knew we were throwing out a lot of dates and events. So let's kind of simplify it one more time. So the York County Cystic Fibrosis Benefit Golf Tournament is going to take place on April the 14th at the TKK Golf Club. There are still some spots available. Go ahead and sign up your foursome today. Again, that is going to take place on April the 14th. Then in early May, Mike, you and your crew, your team from this area, you're going to take part in this North Carolina Extreme Hike. And that, again, continues to raise money and awareness for cystic fibrosis. When everything is said and done, how much will the team here locally add to the national pot for cystic fibrosis?
Yeah, so just our team alone, my wife and I and my son and daughter-in-law and a couple of friends that also contribute and help out the event too. Collectively, our contribution has been around $25,000 just from those. And we're talking about organic, locally, you know, not professional organizations doing this. This is us, right? This is our contribution, 25K, right? Last couple of years, we've been the top producing team when the extreme hike happens, right? So we're pretty happy about that.
Like that.
But we raised the bar, too, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And then collectively, at the Extreme Hike to Cure CF, we generate about $400,000 through that 30.1 mile hike in one day, and all the proceeds from these events lead up to that one day. So really collectively, a lot of businesses help out, a lot of friends. So I would tell you, if you're looking to contribute and be a part of this, you know, just you can essentially Google NC Spring Extreme Hike, go to the Team Serotonin. So Team Serotonin is ours. I would love to have you be a part of Team Serotonin and contribute. But if you want to be a part of the golf event, just you could go to Facebook or you could Google a website too. That's the 3rd annual York County CF Benefit Golf Tournament.
Perfect.
Great.
Mike Martosha, that's his name, Martosha, right?
Yeah.
The other you time you were here, I was thinking back in my head, you know, you overthink it. And I'm like, I've known Mike for a long time and he would have corrected me, but I wanted to make sure, you know, vowels take on their own personality. So I wanted to make sure. But Mike, thanks so much for bringing this to our attention and raising awareness for cystic fibrosis. Again, to your point, it's pretty interesting when you start talking to folks, you realize it's something that a lot of people are living with. And thanks to all the money that you all are raising, you're able to fund research and they're able to get treatments to make life that much easier for them, for sure. So